genre.
Good General Grievance, my friends, lovers, homonyms. Hope you're all doing well. This is your third Calling BS tickler teaser trailer promo, if you
Tongue
will.
Tongue twister tickler teaser trailer.
Scott and Brandon, how's it going, Scott?
It's a lightning round. It's a Tuesday. We're going to come at you with some sports questions right now.
Like from, Cleopatra.
What?
Coming at you.
Oh, gotcha. All right, Brandon. You're the sports guy. I'm not so much, but I'm going to try to hang. Best sporting city.
This is going to anger a lot of people, but I don't care. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I knew you were going to say that. All right. I have to say, as much as I hate the sports teams from New York, living here and seeing this from Western New York and the Sabres all the way down to like the Jets and the Giants, I have to say New York is the best sporting city.
New York City or New York State?
New York. Oh, you're right. City. I'm an idiot. Okay, I'm staying in New York anyway. There's so many here. New York City.
Yes, there are so many.
I misunderestimated
the
question.
So many.
All right, best stadium or park?
Gotta go with Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia, PA.
Starting to get predictable.
But I will give a hat tip to the Old Vet and Camden Yards in
That's
Baltimore.
Mine. Camden
Maryland,
Yards is mine.
Baltimore,
I think it's one
very
of the most
nice.
Beautiful places I've ever been. Notwithstanding the fact that it's a baseball stadium.
It really set the tone for all the old-timey baseball stadiums that are starting to come back into the vanguard now. They kind of migrated away from the stadium dynamic, and now they're coming back to the old cozy ballpark. I really like that.
All right,
Scott, favorite team of all time?
Favorite team of all time in any sport, it's going to have to be the Chicago Bulls.
What year?
96? You got Jordan, you got Rodman, you got Kukoc, you got Harper, you got Kerr, you got all those good guys, Pippen. Yeah, 96 Bulls.
All right, we're going to go favorite team and also favorite year. I'm going to have to go with the 2008 Philadelphia Phillies.
Brandon, are you a Philly fan?
Why do you ask? It took 48 hours to win that World Series, but damn it, we did it.
All right, most dominant player in their sport in history.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, obviously you go Babe Ruth in baseball, but you know what? I mean, if you look at this guy's average, for a guy his size that hit for average the way he did, in addition to hitting for power, it's just undeniable. I'm going to go Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth? All right. I would go Jordan.
Okay.
It's hard to argue either one of those, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Most memorable play.
Most memorable play. Okay, so this was 2010, end of the 2010 season. The Eagles were down, I believe, by 4 touchdowns late in the fourth quarter against the New York Giants. Somehow managed to, they recovered an onside kick, managed to rally back for 4 touchdowns. Michael Vick was the starting quarterback at the time, and they won on a return punt by DeSean Jackson at the Meadowlands.
They eventually
went to the playoffs and lost, but I don't know if I've ever screamed louder during a game than that one.
I have to say a full game, Jordan's flu game.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
That's
good
history right there. All right, Brandon, this is a tough one. The best Super Bowl halftime show.
I'd have to go with Paul McCartney in the 2004 Super Bowl, which featured my Philadelphia Eagles versus the disgusting, deplorable, despicable New England Patriots. Same difference.
All right, Prince. McCartney's good, but Prince is also good. Ladies and gentlemen,
come listen
to us. Calling BS, June 3rd on DuelingGenre.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call BS. I love you.